Kama Ross spotted the first outbreak of oak wilt disease in Leelanau County, just east of Lake Leelanau and Bingham Township. As the forester for three county conservation districts, including Benzie, Grand Traverse, and Leelanau counties, she's seen it before.
The site that we're standing at right now is the first confirmed oak wilt site in Leelanau County. It's been confirmed in all the other surrounding counties, but no confirmed sites. But this summer we did take two lab samples down to the MSU laboratories, and the second sample came back positive.
Oak wilt disease is caused by a tree-killing fungus spread by beetles and is also transferred from tree to tree through the roots. The disease is particularly deadly to red oaks. Ross says these trees will need to be cut down and carefully removed or buried on site.
But we also will combine that with some heavy-duty treatment, which includes digging a 5-foot trench around the area that we feel will contain oak wilt. So we'll take a vibratory plow and encircle all the diseased trees, and 5 foot down on the ground, we try to do 2 times around to sever those root grafts.
Oak wilt is only one of several diseases changing the entire forested landscape of northern Michigan. Kama Ross says that over 90% of white ash trees will succumb to the emerald ash borer within a few years. And now, beech bark disease has begun to kill most of the beech trees as well.
Beech scale is something that we're seeing on our American beech, and they are a really small insect that feed on the live tissue right underneath the bark. And in order to get to it, they drill a hole through the bark of beech trees. But they allow a fungus that's in our forests to enter into the live part of the tree.
The Leelanau Conservancy helps manage many tracts of forested land throughout the county. Executive Director Brian Price says the loss of so many trees throughout Leelanau is highly visible and a growing concern for forest managers.
Everybody knows there's significant forest change underway. Most anybody that has their eyes open as they drive up and down the roads has some sense that we're losing whole species of trees from our forest component.
And it could get worse. A report issued by the U.S. Forest Service in March says that climate change could make invasive pests and diseases even more damaging. Stephen Handler is the lead author. He says a warming climate is changing things for both the trees and the bugs, including the beetles that spread oak wilt.
Now, as winters become shorter and as growing seasons extend, beetles are likely to become active earlier. They may become active later into the season as well. Also, like I said, Some of these pests and disease agents may become even more damaging if they interact with trees that are already stressed from whatever climate or weather phenomenon.
Handler says there are things that people can do. For instance, we can try growing trees that are common farther south, trees that are adjusted to warmer climate such as white oak and hickory. But the key is keeping forests diverse. A diverse forest, he says, includes many different species of trees and different age ranges, young, mature, and older trees. Handler says property owners need to be aware of the risks posed by climate change to make the right choices for the future of northern Michigan forests. As he points out, the stakes are very high.
It's not like growing an agricultural crop where you have the ability to reset every year. We're making decisions now that we will live with for decades.
This is Joe Vandermeulen for Interlochen Public Radio.